This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let me go to your calls. You've been good folks here. Anthony in Florida, you're on the air with Mike Cernovich and Alex Jones. Gavin McGinnis will be co-hosting on this coming up in the next segment. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome. Thank you for holding.
Yes. I'd like to say on the Syria thing, I think it was a brilliant strategic move on his part to launch those strikes with the Chinese communist leader there is to show that he means business. And I also think that I have a strong suspicion that there is a point, and as it refers to Syria, there's a point he won't go beyond because he could have easily bombed Assad's house or whatever and killed some of his family. But he knows where to draw the line.
No, I agree. I don't like to be Machiavellian or double-minded, but I can see how that all worked out. They didn't give up the chemicals like they said they would. They didn't use them, which was obviously a false flag. So they were going to say Trump hadn't done anything. Oh, geez, with Russia and Syria. Instead, he said, okay, yeah, I blew up this empty depot, and then they all have to grovel.
He had to do that. It was Scott Adams, actually, who was a brilliant commentator and said that too, which is Scott Adams, you, me, anybody who's intelligent knows that Assad would not have gassed his own people when he had the strategic advantage. But if everybody's in this collective zombie mind control thing, then you still have to react to the lie, even though you know it's a lie. So what you do is you tell Russia and Assad, you say, look, I know that this is a setup by the fake news media. What are you going to do? I have to bomb this airfield.
And then I even knew before I even talked to the White House, because I know how Trump's brain works now, you didn't get the chemicals out there at that base. I'm going to go ahead and hit that, get them out so they don't go everywhere. And then... You know, we'll all move forward.
Exactly. So that is why – that's what a lot of people don't realize is Trump knows that Assad didn't gas his own people. But if everybody is such in a zombie mind that they believe it, then you have to just say, okay, this
absolutely
is the world we live in. It's not the perfect world.
And the communist Chinese have been absolutely horrible. They do terrible things. Their country's out of control. Their president, who is a dictator, he's put in by the Politburo, is more pragmatic. The Chinese are very pragmatic, especially at this point. And Trump's very pragmatic. Just deal, deal. All your business is with us. We just got to have an economy if you need to deal with us. Just stop grabbing everything. Stop being out of control. You know, our elite that's giving you all the power, that's over. But let's now have a double-way street here, two-way street. And North Korea's got to stop. And China has come out and said, absolutely, they got to stop. So we're going to see what happens. Very critical time, though, Anthony, in the next 24 hours. Because it's already, what, like 1 a.m. In North Korea. And they're saying sometime today they plan to shoot missiles again at Japan and detonate a nuclear weapon. And Trump may respond. Cernovich, what do you think is going to happen?
The China thing, I'm not sure. The Chinese are very practical people. And like you said, it's just a negotiation. They got a little too greedy. They realized they were a little bit too greedy. And Trump said, we're not going to let you take it. Just like anything else, you sell great products for your audience, right? At a fair price, great quality stuff. That is the fundamental basis for geopolitical affairs, too. China, they do good things. They do some, you know, sometimes they go a little bit too far. So Trump is saying, hey, we need to have more of a fair price. It's more of an adult relationship, and Obama, of course, just let them do whatever they want to do. So whatever China does is going to be intelligent, strategic, and it will be in America's best interest.
We got Shadow Warrior, who's an Army vet for 35 years, China, North Korea. I promise I'll go to you. I'm bad. I get these great callers. Make them hold for an hour. From now on, John Harmon, when somebody holds an hour, they get a free T-shirt or a free bottle of X2 or Rainforest, like something's like a $30 value, $20 value. From now on, when a caller holds it to 1 hour, John, they get something free, all right? Awesome. I know this gives you a bunch of work to do, but I just am horrible about it. But there's breaks and a lot to talk about, a lot to cover. We got a bunch of clips coming up. Gavin McGinnis, we're going to get to a Shadow Warrior. Oh, my gosh, Motto. He's been holding forever.
Yeah, he came back.
Good. Oh, he came back. Okay, he's first, then yeah. Shadow Warrior. So I'm going to get McGinnis on, and then I promise the next segment I'm going to get everybody's calls. You punch me in the arm if I don't.
Gotcha.
I just want to get a bunch of other talk show hosts, Launch Brothers shows. If GCN wants to work with me, I'll probably do it with them as well, but I'll syndicate it. But I want to put on a bunch of other shows with different talent, different flair. I love hearing the other hosts on air that, to me, are more listenable. Why everybody listens to me, I don't know. Half the time, I can't listen to myself. And I don't say that as self-deprecating. I mean it. So I look forward to getting the best brains on air with the network that will work with GCN during the next few months to probably put 12, 14 hours of live broadcast out. And I haven't said this yet, but we've already got a bunch of TV stations that are actually already picking this show up right now. So we're getting ready to go to the next level. Stay with us.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts. Android and radio and the car.
50,000 unstoppable watts. Baby! And radio! Yeah, I got Clutch bringing us in. You know, we've got at least 250 plus affiliates, and about 12 of them last time I checked are 50,000 waters. So that's exciting. It's a lot more than 50,000 unstoppable watts. No, I was just telling them earlier, though. I never had voice lessons or anything, so I used to go to these rallies and yell and scream. And then I got this fried voice, and everybody's like, are you trying to sound like you have a deep voice? Now it's getting so bad that it's just going out. I probably won't have a voice in a couple of years. So it'll be like, the Toad Master, roll him forward. I mean, this is how I sound now. Look at Tsar Nicholas, or what was Edward VIII's father's name? Gavin McGinnis. You don't think he has a woman chasing him around, do you? Like, I'm not gay, Gavin, but watching you get yourself all primped and clean, I think I might actually be. You're pretty handsome-looking dude over there.
Yeah, I like every part of being gay except the sex. Power stuff's fun. Hang out with guys, you can do what you want, you never get nagged. It's just the gross parts that happen, I guess. Well, actually, they do the sex quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Getting serious, though, you know, we got a lot of calls to take. I hope you're happy to take a few, just so they've been holding. Then we're going to get into everything else. But just looking at everything that's going on in the world today, Gavin, you've always got piercing intellect over there with the founder of Vice magazine, big syndicated TV radio host in his own right. What do you make of what's happening in the world as we speak?
Tomorrow, I think, is going to be a huge day. We know that April 15th is a big day with Kim Jong-un. It's his birthday. Everything happens around
April 15th. By the way, I think he's hot. I think he's hot, too.
Oh, Patriots Day, too. We should talk to Gavin about Patriots.
Sure, I'm sorry, Gavin.
Berkeley, too. Wow. Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be fire.
Oh, sorry. Am I not supposed to talk right now?
Yeah, we're being rude. We apologize.
Okay.
Namaste.
So North Korea is going to be big. They've got the American. He's calling in all his guys. There's really strange behavior going on. I think there might even be a nuclear strike tomorrow to Seoul or Tokyo. And you know what happens when he tries that? We're just going to make him explode. And then also in Berkeley, Lawrence Southern and a bunch of people are going down there to do a thing called Patriots Day. Nothing controversial. Just people that like Trump wanting to say they love free speech in America and wooden flagpoles because they want to extinguish all these people. But they're going to meet up with bikers, oath keepers. All these guys are there waiting for them. It's going to be a riot.
Wow, I forgot about that. We should have a crew there. I was going to send a crew to Ann Coulter, but I forgot about this. This is going to be pretty explosive with these little bullies.
Oh, no. It's good. I had to choose between this or being and covering that. And, you know, what a great life to have to make that choice. But I almost went to Berkeley.
Wow.
But isn't it funny how mad these kids are? Like, I could understand if you had some crazy eugenics theories about genocide and you wanted to, you know, kill all these babies or you had some horrible, threatening agenda. But it's just basically a July 4th party, and they want to shut it down.
What do you predict is going to happen?
I predict they're going to get overwhelmed. These kids, I don't know why they chose violence as their new language, because they're all rich kids. They're sons of professors. Some of them are brainwashed losers with no parental guidance. And those two weak forces are going out there. And you can tell when you see them in a fight. They've never been there in a fight before. And another funny thing they do is they put women in the front lines because these feminists have brainwashed themselves into thinking they can take any guy. So they just get plowed. They get beaten. I mean, they're like ISIS, the way they use women as human shields.
You know, I agree, because I saw that in D.C. for the inauguration. Women would run over and start attacking me. And finally I said, okay, and I'd just start ramming them down. Then they'd scream, I'm hitting a woman. I'm like, lady, you're hitting me. I'm trying to go in the entrance. I would just forget it. You got attacked there as well. You got attacked at your own event. But I've seen all these videos, like you mentioned, coming out. Well, you've done it yourself, where now we're just beating the hell out of these people.
I know, and you feel bad. At NYU, we had a guy we call Friar Tuck. He's our biggest member of the Proud Boys. And he's just plowing people, and he's begging them to stop. Because he was a bouncer his whole life. He just murders people for fun. And he was going, what is the matter with you guys? It's bizarre.
And then I love how they'll hit you and then bitch when you punch them back.
Or they run to the police, actually.
You see how they punch. They swing like this, like, I'm a liberal. You're like, bam!
Well, I like how they hide behind the police. That's the best. They're all cop haters. They're Black Lives Matter. They hate the police. But then I saw when Gavin actually punched this guy. I don't know if you guys have that footage loaded, but there was a guy in New York. I think it was NYU, maybe the deplorable, but he goes, go get Gavin. So Gavin goes, well, I'm right here. And he punches the guy, and they try to get the police after Gavin. I couldn't believe it.
Let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Gavin.
Well, they're so confident that we are the straw man of the Nazis or whatever the hell we are. So we're Hitler. So if you're going to kill Hitler, you feel confident about it. I mean, people talk about time traveling and killing a baby. It's the only murder that's totally acceptable. So now that we're all Hitler, Trump, everyone, 50% of the country's Hitler, they'll just be on their phone going, yeah, he's right here in front of me. Let's get him. Okay, well, why don't you – and you go, I'm not going to sit here and watch you plan my attack.
It's crazy. Hey, you just had a movie come out. Tell folks about that.
It's not quite out yet. I'm doing a movie of my book, The Death of Cool. We just had to shoot some pickups recently, but it's we've done a little mini movie for every chapter in the book, and it's a fun time.
No, but what's the movie? I wanted to go see it, but I haven't. Where you're going to know you're going to die now? You're going to be a tough guy or whatever, right? Like a man's supposed to. You're going to show your son how you're supposed to act.
That's How to Be a Man. And that's available on iTunes. I think it just left Netflix, but that's a video where I think I have breast cancer, so I want to record all these lessons for my unborn son. And we got all kinds of shenanigans.
But I like how you're actually doing that in the real world. So the movie's kind of a gonzo type deal playing yourself.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, when you think about previous generations, you'd be lucky if you had, oh, this is a letter my grandfather wrote to the newspaper, and it's this coveted thing that, you know, you frame. And now, I don't think our kids would ever be able to read all the stuff we wrote and all the videos we made and all the content. It's like, you don't have to die. You can just bring dad back from the grave every time you press play.
That's kind of a cool point. Ray Kurzweil believes from his letters and some of his dad's stuff email of bringing back with AI computers. That really isn't possible. But if you have tens of thousands of hours of a Gavin McGinnis or a Mike Cernovich or whoever of a Donald Trump, you kind of could bring them back with AI in a way, couldn't you?
Yeah, especially with search features, like say it's abortion or North Korea or whatever. You go, I wonder what my dad felt about this. Bloop, bloop, there's the video.
Here's 200 hours of North Korea.
Especially Mike, he's recording Periscopes three times a day. You see the guy making tea and feeding his baby and telling the world what's going to happen tomorrow, and it's always right.
Yeah, what do you make of that? Because I don't want to talk about ourselves. I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. Pull up what you're talking about. It's in The Economist, ABC News. I don't think about myself, but you know, people are like on those family calls and goes, how are you handling it? Are you really working for Assad? I mean, I've never been to the Middle East. Assad, all I said was, I don't like Assad. I don't like Al-Qaeda. Our government started the war. Yeah, there it is. And their main Twitter feed, the conspiracy that the chemical weapons attack in Syria was a hoax. And they go on to say these un-American traitors, these useful idiots. And so I don't know how I'm not supposed to talk about myself.
Right.
So like you're watching this from they attack you plenty, Gavin, as well, and try to beat you up and kill you. What is going on when we're all Russian agents? I support Trump. I get the missile attack made him look strong. I'm just saying I don't believe the chemical attack was Assad because they've caught the rebels doing it before and they don't have any proof he did it. I'm not even attacking Trump. In fact, in a Machiavellian way, I'm saying, okay, you blew up an empty airfield and shut them up about how you're a Russian agent. I kind of sickly support it. I've admitted that. Kind of becoming like Machiavelli because now we've got a guy in there doing their own tricks against them. But I'm just saying, how do we know Assad did it? And now in newspapers everywhere, I am an Assad agent. We're together. Look at us. We got Gavin, are you getting orders from Assad?
Yeah, I was just talking to him on the phone right now. He's actually here via Skype on the other TV. But my thing with that is I go, I don't care. I don't care if it was actors. I don't care if they just had kids go like that. The big picture is that the world saw a bad thing, so the big man has to go boom on the bad thing. And now women respect him. Here in America, they go, oh, the patriarchy's back. Because we know feminists deep down want the patriarchy. Obama's legacy is obliterated because he said he would draw a line in the sand and he got cucked. So that's awesome. He's killed, as you say, the Russian theory. I think the neocons even are getting too much hubris, too confident. They're going to be wiped out. And the biggest picture is, these terrorists are absolute animals. They dismember our soldiers. They tear out beating hearts and eat them. They sell fingers in the market there as war trophies. There's literally a market for body parts, just as accoutrements. So we don't negotiate with them. We don't send them democracy. We just scare them with huge fireworks.
That was very well said. I love the Moab because not only is this a big message that, hey, we got the big guns on the eve of this North Korea thing, that was a warren of a bunch of them that they killed, who killed special forces going in just to get intel on them. We're running them out of Syria and Iraq, like you said, cleaning up Obama's mess.
Yeah,
they're now, they dropped this 20-something thousand-pound bomb, and it kills them all. I mean, that's it. Finally, and then they say, oh, he wants a military dictatorship. He says, I've given them total authorization. Differences to carry out his constitutional orders. This micromanaging, call Obama, see, and he would never answer the phone. Sir, we have Bin Laden in the sights. We can't kill him. Oh, I mean, this is crazy. Gavin, what do you make of that?
I think we've crippled our guys over there. I was talking to Terry Shepard recently, and I said, how do we win this war? And he goes, let us do our job. I mean, right now they've got RPGs, and they go, we're getting shot at from a mosque. What do we do? And they've got to call up. I talked to one vet who told me, he said, our guy had to pretend he misunderstood in order to save our lives because they were shooting from the mosque, and the guy said, don't shoot the mosque. And he said, What was that? What? Shoot the mosque? Oh, what? And they took out the guys that were trying to kill them. We've got to let these our dogs loose on these boys. I want the terrorists to be going, who let the dogs out? As we just roar through the Middle East. Short, sharp shock, by the way. I don't want a quagmire. I want to get out and scare the crap out of them.
And Trump doesn't want a quagmire, and that's the problem. I reported this last week. I mean, we have our sources directly to the man. And no, it's not going to happen. No fly zone. We just got to clean out Al-Qaeda and ISIS like I promised, but also be strong. Don't worry. Trust me. And then, boom, days later, he comes out and gives that very speech saying it. But then we learn his own generals, and they're not all bad, but McMaster's and others, they do want to take out Assad because McMaster's is getting influenced by John McCain and others. And he said, I want to take out Assad, and I want to take out Al-Qaeda. Well, Assad didn't start a war, and I'm not in love with Assad. My point is, we can't be in the job of regime change when they don't attack us, right, Gavin?
Yeah, a long time ago you said, look, I'm supporting Trump, but if he does something wrong, if he starts attacking free speech, we will drag him out of the White House by his heels, was the way you put it. And if we see more Jared Kushner getting in there, turning our administration neocon, more Nikki Haley saying we have to depose Assad, more quagmire crap, then I'm going to drag him out by his heels. But right now, I'm banking on optimism, and I just see it as a giant fireworks display. And then we also have, by the way, Secretary of State is saying our priority is ISIS, not deposing Assad. And Nikki Haley, what is she? She's the UN ambassador. The UN is theatrics. It's just Hollywood. It doesn't have
And we just cut their funding by 50%. Don't you love Trump cutting their funding?
I love it. The UN is a fifth column. It is an enemy of ours that is in the Western world, but determined to depose all of the Western world. They are bad news.
It's a vestigial globalist dog that doesn't hunt. It's like something really pathetic. Cernovich, you want to take a few calls, but jump in here.
The UN, I think, is far more nefarious. I think it's how the Saudis use sex trafficking. And if you ask me what the UN was, I would say it's a human trafficking operation. That's really all they
do. Everywhere they go, that's all they do. That's a great point. Let me ask you that then, Gavin, and Cernovich as well. When we're looking at this, I mean, I used to hear people like David Horowitz read his book 16 years ago, the left plans to merge with the Muslims and take over and Sharia law. And I'm like, this is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. I don't live under the Muslim control. Some countries aren't that radical. Some are. But I'm like, this is crazy. Now the Democrats putting hijabs on marches. I'm at thousands of women putting hijabs on, Muslim women running, and guys in literal Muslim going, ha ha ha, country now, eh. And all this craziness. And then they're running over people every week with cars in Stockholm and London and everywhere, and the media won't say it's Muslims. And then, like, we mildly criticize some Muslim, and they have law firms threatening to sue us. And it just seems like – and then all this – why is the left literally in bed with the most monotheistic, cult-like, anti-woman, anti-liberal thing on earth? I mean, I know we talk about this all the time, but the left is so bad. They're so – anti-freedom, anti-West, anti-Western chivalrous male, that they will roll into the most nasty crap in the world, like a huge banquet of food and the highest quality cultures ready for them, and they just throw it in the gutter and then climb into a cesspit, into a sewage pond, and are like rubbing crap all over themselves, Gavin.
Well, I think it's because they hate the family. And why do they hate the family? I don't know. They have daddy issues. Maybe they're weak and they can't bear the idea of having kids and having to propose, and women can't handle that they can create and shape lives. They're overwhelmed by their own magic. They're sentient beings, as Ann Coulter calls them. And men just don't have the balls to stop playing video games and actually put a ring on it. And so they've created this world where everything about them is anti-family. More trans, more gay weddings. We have to all
– Because they don't have it, they're against it.
Can't vote.
Because they don't have it, they're against it. Right, Gavin?
Right. And they go – they see these Muslims and they go, well, they are racist, homophobic, prejudiced extremists who want to obliterate the West. But in that obliteration, the family will get destroyed. So I'm going to have Linda Sarsua run the Women's March and I'll put a hijab on my head.
Well, also – and I don't want to get too sort of – family friendly, but a lot of feminists do have very dark desires. 50 Shades of Grey sold a lot of copies, and so there might be a little bit. They like that dominant component of Islam, and maybe they've suppressed
it, and we kiss their ass out of respect. But the pure dirtiness of it, they get off on, like the slave brothel and the because and a lot of them, they want to have women in that position, so they want to be managers in Islam over the other slave women.
Right, exactly. So they're so repressed now that there's a counter reaction. They would say, well, I would rather be dominated by these people rather than deal with these beta males.
And Gavin, that's a smart point. You make that point similarly. Everybody really wants the strong alpha male figure. The problem is not enough of them. You just pointed that out. It's a shortage. It is our fault. Men are not being men. We cause this. So that there's the paradigm. Then they see Islam and think, oh, that's a daddy.
Exactly. Well, when they call us bitches and they say we're weak and they go, white men need to die, what they're really doing is taunting us. And they're asking for a metaphorical now, not literal. They're asking for a metaphorical slap where you go, psh, don't you dare talk to me like that.
And Sean Connery, sometimes a woman needs
at the club.
Yeah. Sometimes a woman needs a good smack.
Right. What? Sean Connery, that clip, he goes, sometimes a woman needs a smack, you know, metaphorical, but yeah, we always got to be careful talking gender.
I've never smacked a woman. I haven't found
that. Oh my God, this is getting clipped right now. This is getting, I already know right now this segment is going to, this is going to be the
segment. I don't mean literally, but say you put on gangster rap at the club. White women just flood the dance floor, and they'll be saying things I can't say on this show about bitches and what I'm going to do to them, and the women are just dancing their asses off. They love testosterone, and they're only pretend that they want these beta male allies. They don't have sex with them.
Well, what about Alec Baldwin?
Drier than a feminist man.
Wasn't it Alec Baldwin who went on that rant against his daughter and was screaming at her, and now he bashes Trump and calls Trump a misogynist?
He's like, you're a worthless pig. He sounds worse than Mel Gibson.
Yeah, but the left gives him a pass. That's the whole thing is they'll take that clip that we just gave and they'll try to make a whole story out of it. When Alec Baldwin actually is a, in my opinion, domestic abuser, the way he talked on the at least emotional abuse.
Yes, and, I wasn't defending Sean Connery saying someone was a woman.
No, I know, but I just know how they're going
to
spin it.
I'm just saying they're wanting to be truly put in slave brothels and smacked around and put on slave blocks.
Yeah, exactly. I know how the fake news works now, and
no, I agree.
How they're editing and what they're going to do. So, you know, we just got to make sure.
Jack Cernovich called for enslaving women.
Right. Exactly. I can just see that now. But yeah, Alec Baldwin is a legitimate emotional abuser of women, and yet he's on Saturday Night Live, big show. There's no advertising boycott.
Well, no, he reportedly smacks him around.
So I want to know, why is Alec Baldwin allowed on Saturday Night Live to bash Trump? Why we get taken out of context and lied about?
It's known Trump has never touched a woman either of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Not physically, in a mean way.
So Alec Baldwin, that the way he talked on that answering machine was just horrific, and yet nobody's trying to advertise him, boycott his advertisers. The left gives him a pass, Gavin. Why do you think that is?
Because it's sports to them. You know, they followed Obama through everything. They followed Clinton through the cigar incident. That's their team, the Dallas Cowboys. But one thing I love about the right, I mean, it's frustrating that we're fractured, but we're also rational and we're here for the truth. So we drag your heels out when you lie to us or when you're a hypocrite or when you do something wrong. They're not in it for truth. That's why every time you ask them for a number, like how many legals are there or how much do we spend per student per year, they have no – they don't have the remotest idea. One woman told me there's 70 billion illegals in America. That was the number she threw out. And you realize, this is all posturing to you.
That's right. People posture intellectually because they have no data. Then they call people that are informed conspiracy theorists. That's how they have their pass to not be informed. Because there's 35 million illegals conservatively. There's 7.5 billion people in the world. There's 335 million in the United States. There's 1.5 billion in China. There's 0.5 in India. They don't know any of this stuff. They don't know the population of Latin America is 689 million. They don't know the population of Mexico is 126 million. I mean, to them, though, that's conspiracy theory. He's just showing off.
Yeah, they don't understand demographics and migrant flow. They don't know, and actually they don't know that most of the so-called refugees going into Europe were actually not refugees. They went there for the best welfare. Right. This was a big story I broke, which is that
80% of the Muslim men in Europe are on welfare. What the hell?
Yeah, and moreover, when I went to investigate this refugee crisis BS, I found pictures where they told people, don't get fingerprinted in Denmark because they'll make you stay in Denmark. You want to go to Europe and you want to go to Germany and Austria for the big bucks, the welfare. I kid you not. So they actually are saying, don't go to Denmark. Wait a minute. You're a refugee. I've been to Denmark. I could live in Denmark. But if you're a refugee from a war-torn country, don't go to Denmark because they might.
And let's not be mean. It's admitted. They have like hundreds of times increased birth defects because they come from inbred villages. We're going to come back with Gavin McGinnis.
Muhammad said it was okay to marry your first cousin. He was wrong. Muhammad was wrong. Sorry, guys. You do that 40 generations in a row, and you got a real serious problem on your hand.
That's worse than radiation. Exactly. Gavin McGinnis is coming up next segment. You're doing a two-hour special. I'll join you. 3 to 5 nightly news. So good to have Mike Cernovich here with us.
Thank you.
Gavin McGinnis, folks, you want to check out his website, compoundmedia.com. Whole great network just like this one, doing great work. People say, well, why are the show that has people on? Because I love the fact that Gavin McGinnis is out there. That Mike's more targets. I'm not the only one. We need to. I want to win the culture war. I want to win the culture war. I want to win the culture war. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extracts, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extracts.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you started your business, it wasn't because you wanted to be like everybody else. You have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com, where you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. It's worth repeating. 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99. Vistaprint lets you choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable design options for every industry. You select the quality, whether that means standard or upgrading to our luxurious premium stocks. And you decide whether you want to do it yourself with our simple design process or ask for a little help via chat, email, or phone from our support specialists. We even have professional designers on call. There's never been a better time to get a business card that's every bit as unique as your business. Just head to Vistaprint.com to get your 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 3377 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3377.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
But label it with iodine, colloidal silver, but the peppermint was too strong. So the bubblegum flavor doesn't have that. It's about to sell out for children. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, Gavin, I want to get into the geopolitical and promise go to Craig here, who's going to get his $30 or whatever he wants for holding out this new rule. Just doesn't feel so bad. Talk about compound media. I know I go to a baseball game with my kids or a swim meet or, you know, wherever. And of course, adults watch you too. But it's so exciting that they call me the meme machine, one of the top memes out there. I love being made fun of. You're super popular. That's got to worry the elite. But how does compound media, how do you guys fund yourself? Because you never come on the air and plug anything. I want a Gavin McGinnis book. I want a Gavin McGinnis. I want to sell your books. I want to get involved making movies with you. I mean, we need to fund ourselves. We need to be the culture. Hollywood and MSMX, like, we're bad if we sell a book or sell a product. Well, what the hell do they do? They got Prozac ads and, you know, irritable leg syndrome crap that, you know, whatever. So how are you guys funding yourselves?
Well, we're subscription-based here at Compound Media. I also work at The Rebel up in Canada, and that's ads on YouTube. And that there's a real crackdown, as you know, on YouTubers and demonetizing them. And it is incredibly frustrating seeing this fake news lies about how Coca-Cola ads are getting stuck on racist videos with the N-word on them. They shouldn't have to do that. And you go, well, that's a myth you're using to justify censorship. But the good news is that they can't keep us down anymore. The infrastructure has shattered, and now everyone has a voice. Anyone can make a show, make a video. They can shut down YouTube. We'll always have these subscription services, and it must be incredibly frustrating for them to not be able to control the narrative. I mean, we saw that with the White House press corps when Trump said he's going to move it to a bigger room and bring in guys like Lucian Wintrich, who's
what, 25 years old, this kid who works at Gateway Pundit. And all of a sudden, Jake Tapper and Chuck Todd don't have the front row seats anymore. And I think that's a metaphor for information in America. All of a sudden, it's available to everyone. And guess what? That's why these millennials are the most red-pilled millennials in three generations. They're 15% saying they're conservative, whereas before my generation and baby boomers, it was like 2 or 3%.
Well, talk about Generation Z.
Got to them.
Generation Z. Millennials are either total cult members or awake.
Yep.
Generation Z, though, I'm talking like 8-year-old kids that were run up to me. I don't know what is going on. What's happening with Generation Z, you know, 8 years old to, say, 15 years old right now?
Yeah, well, you know, there's. I talked to a kid the other day. I had him on my show. He's 15, and he works near the Coca-Cola factory. I think that's in Idaho. I can't remember. But he said, the students are about half conservative. The parents are like 80% conservative. 100% of the teachers are hyper, hyper left wing and tell us that we can't argue certain comments. I said, well, will you get an F if you write an article on how an essay on how great Trump is? He goes, no, no, I wouldn't be allowed to write it. Like, you have to say what the assignment is. You'd never be able to write that. So I just keep saying to these kids, get an F. Write the assignment that you want. Do it well and get an F. These kids, we have to show education that the free market of ideas is more dominant than your hysterical Marxist dogma.
And then call the newspaper when they don't let you publish it. Call the newspaper when they block you. Make an issue out of it.
Email me with the word education in the subject. I'm compiling a massive database of all these PowerPoints that go on in class, all the posters in the hallway. It is way more extreme even than liberal colleges. I mean, high schools have giant banners that say, we need more queer families. Why? These kids are 14.
Imagine if a heterosexual walked into a group of fifth graders and said, I'm going to teach you how to have sex. That'd be called a pedophile.
Yeah.
But as long as it's liberal.
A banner said, we need more white families. I mean, there'd be hysterics. There'd be riots in the streets. They have gone so far left that they've fallen off the deep end. And I think it makes it easy to tell kids, look it up. We're not evil. And it's funny when you talk to these guys about how evil we are and we're Nazis and we want to kill everyone. And you listen to them and you go, that sounds scary, these people. They talk about a Trump's America where the disabled are at risk and gays are hiding in their homes scared of being killed. And you go, Jesus, that sounds horrible. I want to help you fight these people. And then you go, what are we even doing in a country that's worse than Venezuela and Cuba and China? I want to go escape. I want to go to Venezuela where I'll be safe, because the America you're describing sounds like Babylon. It sounds like Sodom and Gomorrah.
I was about to say, I was on CNN this weekend quite a bit, just looking at it. And they had an article about how Venezuela wasn't that bad, and that was America's fault. And then they had another article about we were bad to North Korea. That's why they hate us. And I'm reading it. It's so – and then MIT came out with a children's book and a textbook on how to teach kids to be communist. So instead of the people that invented the internet now are teaching us how to be communists.
You know, you look up the most dangerous place on earth and Caracas jumps up. I mean, I don't even think they have plumbing. They just have sewage dripping down the streets. Same with Port-au-Prince in Haiti. And you go, how blind do you have to be to not know that the West is the best? I remember Bernie Sanders, this is an old clip you can find, but he goes, you know, people always use the waiting in line as a reason that communism doesn't work, but at least they're waiting in line to get food. You know, these other countries, there's no lineups to go because there's no food. And you go, what, you mean like America where I have to decide between 300 different types of coffee every time I go to the grocery store?
And 100 different iPhone cases.
There's too much freedom in America. Shopping's too hard.
It is crazy when every communist system fails and it's still being propped up. So let me ask you this before we take some calls from Craig in just a moment. Where do you and your crystal ball see this fight going? Because they think they're tripling down with more brainwashing that somehow that'll fix their system. I think it's accelerating their collapse.
Yeah, they've painted themselves into a corner. They keep choosing stupider and stupider pawns in their chess game. First, they chose trans, and they said, these are our new oppressed, and we're going to use trans. They tried blacks, but blacks didn't get with their pro-gay stuff. So they said, all right, you're out. We're going to go with trans. And you go, a lot of those guys are just mentally ill gays. I'm not sure you want that on your front lines. And then the trans start winning all these women's sports, and they go, that's not working out. We have a female MMA fighter who was a man just pounding the crap out of a woman, and you go, ooh, we're getting a little more violence.
Yeah, what is that where suddenly all over, they are accepting men in female sports when they're men, and they're obviously cheating. It's so crazy. That's why I made the joke about the gay stuff at the very beginning. I'm not against anybody. Then they say all the news, I'm this homophobe, and make up all this weird crap because I point out the chemicals in the water are making the amphibians, you know, gay or whatever. Then they turn into I'm anti-gay, or I call the congressman, you know, say you're sucking globalist ding-dong or whatever. And I'm sorry, it's a family show. That's what I said at the late-night show. Then they say I'm anti-gay. I'm not anti-gay. I meant he's subserving to the New World Order. He's selling us out. It's like this, or you criticize anything the Democrats are doing, you're now anti-Semitic. They don't even say where you're anti-Semitic.
Well, they keep screaming at me, you need to love me more, you need to accept me, you need to bake me a cake for my wedding. And I go, we're not homophobic, we don't care. When I grew up, there was Liberace dancing around with his rings, and we had Paul Lynn going, and he shows me at the YMCA going, I love to go to the YMCA and meet boys and make out with men. And we all went, that's a catchy tune, go ahead. But then they start saying, no, love me. And we go, whoa, you need to calm down. I don't care what you do.
So it's an act of bullying. So what happens to them is they've made this giant generation of just jellyfish that are all into their pity parties and their grandstanding. What happens to them as the whole reality turns against them?
Well, here's the thing. So they went black, no, didn't work. Trans, no, didn't work. Now they've gone full Muslim. Now the hijab is a symbol of freedom. Next, I guess a burqa is going to become a feminist icon.
No, actually, that's on CNN as the new feminist icon, so I get it. There are 1,500,000,000 Muslims probably estimated, maybe lower, 1.4 billion. So I guess that's their new demographic. That's their new group.
Yeah, look, to thwart daddy, to make us mad, to make us cringe, they crawled into bed with people who hate them. And they've also been building a bubble around themselves where they need safe spaces. And you go, well, you're a human recipe for disaster. You've said, I want to be weaker and weaker and weaker and make myself more vulnerable. And then I want to get into bed with people who hate everything I stand for and want me to die. Good luck with that. Bye.
So how does it shake out? That's what I'm saying. How does it end?
They lose. They come crawling back on their knees to Trump, and they learn to shut up because they don't know what they're talking about. This is like the record industry in the 90s. I mean, the entire liberal hysterical ethos has now spiraled into this crazy Antifa reactionary thing where they attack old ladies with pepper spray for having an American flag. No one takes them seriously anymore. We don't have Title IX crap or any of this legislation that supports their mythical view of America. And they just sort of peter out. They just learn to shut their mouths and they get back into art and music and fashion and the other things they're good at.
Oh, they claim they're good at. So that's what it is. It's a bunch of beta losers trying to be dominant. Because dominance, we're taught it wasn't going to be dominant, so we stood down, and then all the betas come in.
Yeah, imagine a bunch of 10-year-old girls got into British soccer, into football, and they went down for a row with Man United and went, oi, you got a problem, I bloody hate Man U, and they started headbutting soccer hooligans. That wouldn't last for very long, and those little girls would go back home. And that's what we're going to see within the next few years. I mean, these are all just the stages of grief that we're seeing here. Depression, anxiety, a reluctance to admit what's happened, denial. They're just going to acquiesce and slowly realize that the patriarchy's back, and the big boys know what they're doing. Sit down.
Well, I hope the big boys know what they're doing. I just hope the public gets involved and engaged for prosperity. Gavin McGinnis is our guest, compoundmedia.com. Do you say you also are involved with the Rebel Media up in Canada?
Yep. Do regular videos up there and a show, and I have a column at tackymag.com.
Good. Okay, let's talk to Craig in Oklahoma. I've been holding a while. Thank you, Craig. You're on the air. See, Army vet from 87 on to Trump. What's your view on what's happening geopolitically? Are you worried about North Korea?
He's got it. I mean, what you said about three-dimensional chess, he's playing that and then some. And I'm sure all these leaders that he's messing with over here, Korea and all that, know exactly where he stands. He said he would use courier service. Instead of making a phone call so everybody can listen in, he'd use a courier. So they know where he's at, and they know where he's coming from. They know what he's about to do.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he called Assad and said, get all your guys out there, I'm about to blow it up.
Yeah, but every time I get the feeling, oh, Trump's gone globalist, I stop and I say, no, that's more that three-dimensional chess. He's got this. He plays big. He don't play small. He plays on a big scale.
Well, if he was globalist, they wouldn't be attacking him. They are attacking him like he is high noon to vampires, Gavin.
I'm scared of Jared Kushner. He's the only fly in the ointment. And when I found out that George Soros gave him $250 million for a real estate deal, that's the same as saying Jared, he's funded by George Soros.
And I thought Trump liked success. I mean, Kushner's a failure.
Yeah, he's just a little rich kid that plays with daddy's money. And yes, if someone gives you a $100 million building in New York City, you're going to sell it for a profit. Trust me.
It's total idiocy. I won't talk about how much money we brought in to fund this operation, but we did this with our listeners by ourselves. Kushner has done nothing but ruin everything he's touched. I'm not against Kushner. I just don't get why. I guess he's married to daddy's favorite daughter. I mean, that's what it is. So there's the chink in the armor, is that Trump's a softy for his family.
Yeah, well, Coulter said that, too. She said the day after he's elected, she said the only thing that could go wrong now is if he hires his sons, because America's not a monarchy. That was Britain. We kicked them out. So we didn't vote
for North Korea.
We voted for you.
North Korea's hereditary dictatorship.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what it is on Sunday. It might just be ashes.
That's my next question, Gavin. Thank you so much, caller. We're going to come back and take more, but what's your gut tell you about this weekend? Pretty big weekend. I can feel it.
My gut tells me that he won't launch nuclear weapons. He's going to chicken out. But I do foresee major missile attacks going on him, showing off, chickening, going right up to nuclear, but not quite. And then America just saying, I warned you.
No, my gut tells me Trump's going to pull the trigger on him.
Pardon?
My gut tells me, I agree, Trump's going to pull the trigger.
Yep. Trump's going to slap his wrist like he's been doing all over the Middle East this week.
And notice, Trump's not starting. Wow, it's a crazy time. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. A few more calls on the side of this break. And then we've got, who's hosting the fourth hour today? I see a guest, David Knight. Okay, he's got a guest lined up as well. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Giant special, some of the biggest of the year right now.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle, which is why there is now another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate without the hassles, fees, and risks. It's called Avant. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes, and money could be in your account in as little as one business day. So if you need a small or a substantial loan, go to Avant.com to check your interest rate. We think you're going to like what you see. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no effect on your FICO score and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4040 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 4040. Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees.
1/3. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded,
to telling only
telling
truth,
only lies.
But my dreams,
but my dreams, they are as empty
as the globalist conscience seems to be. You know, I never set out 22 years ago to reach at heights 80 plus million a week, normally about 45 million. That's conservative. People exaggerate their numbers. 45 million a week, listen, watch just what we put out, not to mention the websites. I don't say that to brag, it's so you have confidence. This ideology of freedom is the latest thing. They claim America is the old idea and point out our problems. It was never truly realized. But produce more patents, more inventions, more technology. Look at how we're dominant. We're 300-something million people. We're still the greatest force on earth. Why? A little bit of freedom. Turning you loose. You are the power. I'll take a few calls here in this segment, the next with Gavin McGinnis. But, Gavin, I've been asking a lot of the other questions. I want to take a few calls here. But I routinely, a couple days a week at least, go and watch your show or parts of it when I'm on the elliptical or when I'm in the car with my son. He watches it and listens to it. My older daughter likes the show. So I almost hate asking the questions myself because that tends to direct you in other ways. But when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, is it positive or is it negative? I mean, what's your gut tell you?
When I wake up at 3 in the morning, I usually have this thing the Irish call the horrors. And I think it's when your liver runs out of water and it's trying to clean your blood.
And it's burning and you want a bunch of water.
So it wakes you up and he goes, dude, I'm either going to have to take water from your brain, and that's a hangover, or you got to get up and get some water. So I get some water, and then the
you don't just keep a big jug of water by the bed? You just like dump it down and go, ha, 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 ha.
Well, I'm scared of the kids knocking that over, so I have to walk all the way to the bathroom and grab whatever cup is there. But no, I feel really optimistic, really exciting. We've never been this empowered. Before, all the dinosaurs controlled the news. And you watch Cernovich on 60 Minutes, and that's such a perfect example of where we've arrived. They sit there and they go, fake news. You're fake news. And he goes, what? Why? Because I said Hillary's sick? Yeah. And he goes, how do you know she's not sick, Scott Pelley? And he goes, the campaign told us.
And then they don't get how dumb they look, and they put that out.
Why would you listen to the campaign? And then the show goes on to describe horrible fake news sites that we all read, like Denver Guardian and some other one I hadn't heard of, like the National Post Observational something.
And you know who put it? It's worse. 20th Century Fox put over 100 fake sites to attack Trump. You were in those? They attacked us all with hundreds of fake websites.
Huffington Post in New Zealand just put out an article saying we need to deny white men the right to vote. And you can tell when you look at the author and you read it that it's totally fabricated. And this is just clickbait. Thought catalog.
I agree. But did you know, Gavin, that they put out over 100 websites that were fake attacking everybody?
I did not know that. No.
I didn't even know this. Look, 20th Century Fox gave real apology for a fake news campaign. They claimed it was a film promotion that went on for a year in the election, but it attacked you, me, Trump. It was mainly Trump. We were all in there. You didn't see. We're so busy. We don't even know. They're the ones doing it. That's the New York Times, by the way, admitting that.
Well, that's scary because it shows that Rupert Murdoch is a globalist and he wants open borders. I think we had Roger Ailes at Fox News sort of holding him back and saying, I'm going to try to keep this at least a little bit right wing.
There's been a coup now. You're right.
But now that he's gone, I think Fox is going to go full Wall Street Journal and just say, open up the borders, people. We need more. Others.
Very astute. In fact, I met with some of the executives at that so-called Ritz-Carlton in Cleveland. It was not like a Holiday Express, but for Ritz-Carlton, I'm not bashing. It's just like a crap hole. And I met this Ritz-Carlton, and I would meet all these Fox people. They're like, oh, yeah, there's been a coup. You're right, blah, blah, blah. We're going to come back and go to Shadow Warrior's been holding like a patriot. Everybody holding for more than an hour gets $30 free thing, whatever, so it doesn't matter. I feel bad now. We'll be back in 70 seconds, and then David Knight comes in as a fresh horse. Back in 70 seconds with the final segment with Gavin McGinnis. We'll be right back, and be sure and visit their website, compoundmedia.com. And don't forget, InfoWars.com. They hate it when you spread those links.